Dear precious souls of God, we hope you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
He won a victory. Hallelujah.
So, we're going to be talking about what I have entitled spiritual disorders. Someone say spiritual disorders.
Spiritual disorders.
And the main part that we'll be focusing on is our eyes. Amen.
Amen.
So it's very important for me that you hear everything that I
say.
And by the grace of God, by the time we finish this series, your walk with God will go to another level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read for me from verse 1.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night.
So, amen.
Amen.
Someone say, "Let there be light."
Let there be light.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
as
a human being, even as a Christian, one of the most difficult things in our journey here on the earth is keeping our eyes pure. Many of us, as we are sitting here, our eyes are extremely diseased. Pastor, what do you mean? I see clearly. It's a spiritual disease. It's a spiritual disorder. As we are sitting here, we are all experiencing some level of disease in our eyes. One day there was a gentleman who was going to Damascus.
Damascus.
As he was journeying towards Damascus,
Damascus,
the Bible says he had an encounter with Jesus. To cut the long story short, a man of God had to come and pray for him. Whose name is Ananias.
Ananias.
In fact, Ananias has become one of my favorite people in the Bible.
Ananias.
The guy who prayed for Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul wrote more than half of the New Testament. But there's a guy who prayed for him. And when he prayed for him, the Holy Ghost entered him. Ananias was not a small boy. So he laid hands on Apostle
Paul,
and the Bible said something fell off Paul's eyes, and the Bible calls them scales. Now, if you've seen a fish or you've prepared a fish before, you have to remove the scales. Now, those scales that you see in a fish were all over Paul's eyes. His eyes were sick and he didn't know it. And because of the sickness of his eyes, his behavior was influenced because of the sickness of his eyes. If you are listening to me, can I hear an amen? But Paul could see like you and me.
Paul nabona go tshwana le nna le wena.
He left Jerusalem to go to Damascus.
O tlhile go Jerusalem aya Damascus.
He wasn't blind.
Nabona.
But when Ananias laid hands on him,
Ananias amia matsogo.
Certain things started falling off his eyes.
Go atlogwa dilo mo matlhong a gagwe.
Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
Now the scripture that we have just read.
Lengwalo le re fetsa go lebala.
The Bible says,
Bible e re,
darkness covered the earth. And God said, let there be light. Now in this scripture, what surprises me more than anything is that the Bible says, God divided the light from the darkness. What I would have preferred to see is that God destroyed the darkness. God rid of the darkness. But rather the Bible says God divided the light from the darkness. In other words, darkness is still on the earth. And so there is a war over your life on a daily basis. Light is trying to influence you. Darkness is trying to influence you on a daily basis. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Light and darkness is here on the earth. It's here. And I said, God,
Mudimu,
if I were you, I was going to destroy the darkness. But God rather just divided them. And at a certain time, light comes. Then at a certain time, darkness comes. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Now read for me Genesis chapter 3.
Genesis 3.
From verse 1. Genesis chapter 3, we are reading from verse 1.
Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1.
Are you still here? What does it say?
Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.
Mm-hmm.
Then the serpent said to the woman,
now, as we are reading, I want you to notice that from the time that God made man, this is the first time that they are encountering darkness.
Baba, Lili Fifi.
I listen to me.
Amen.
A snake, this snake here is Satan.
No haki Satani mona.
Diablos.
Satani.
I listen to me.
Amen.
So this demonic power,
Matla a Ali Fifi,
has come to speak to mankind.
Atlile go bolela le batho.
Are we still together?
Amen.
Continue reading.
Verse 4. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened.
Your what?
Your eyes will be opened.
Look at what happens when darkness visits you. Their first interest is your eyes. How you see. They didn't attack the leg. They didn't attack the hand. They didn't attack the hair. He said, your eyes. I'm enjoying my message. I don't know about you. Your eyes. The first encounter with darkness, he attacks our eyes. Continue.
For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened.
And the eyes of both of them were what?
Opened.
Were these people blind? But the Bible says that their eyes were open. What has happened here? Ladies and gentlemen, from that time, mankind became enemies with God. The Bible says that if you eat from the fruit of this tree, you will surely die. Now, because their eyes were affected and had become diseased, the thing that was going to kill them started looking delicious. I know you won't say amen. Let me come preach this side. I said the thing that was going to kill them
started
being the thing that they are desiring. It started looking attractive. The thing that was going to kill them. Oh, I can't hear you. And some of you sitting here, the thing that kills you is the thing you love the most.
Mambrutu,
your amens are blessing me. You love the thing that is killing you. I told you of a story one day where a woman came into a taxi.
Mosadi uile atena ko taxing.
She didn't have money and the taxi was already full.
Nasna chelete taxi itlese.
So the taxi driver came and asked us. This was 2010.
Sesi diragetse ka 2010.
He said, "Can this woman squeeze between you? She doesn't have money. We were in Alexandra coming to Pretoria."
Nereliko Alexandra ritla mo Pitori.
So as we were driving,
Khantseretsamaya.
One lady asked this woman.
Omong amotisa a se ona.
I said, "What is wrong? What is happening?"
Are butata ki ingi?
And the lady said, "Hey, my boyfriend.
Are boyfriend yaka?
He beats me like no one's business.
One better.
He will just wake up at 3 a.m. and start boxing me.
What? So haka 3 one better.
I know you don't know what I'm talking about.
Ali tivi sena kya tiva.
So the lady said, "Why don't you leave him? This guy's gonna kill you." And he said, "Oh, I know that he loves me." The thing that is killing you is the thing that you are attracted to.
Is
the thing that you are pulled towards.
Is
the thing that you are loving. At that time, it's busy killing you. You know, I bumped into a scripture recently. In Proverbs chapter 31 from verse 1. Read for me quickly, quickly. Proverbs 31 from verse 1. I needed to move with speed, my brother. Proverbs 31 verse 1.
Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 1. The words of the king Lemuel. The utterance which his mother taught him.
The words of the king
Lemuel.
Lemuel. Now it is believed that this is King Solomon. Are you listening to me? Now let's hear.
The words of the king Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, son of my womb? And what, son of my vows?
Now pause here. Look at me, all of you. Now, Solomon was still a young man.
Solomon ni santane ile munyane.
And his mother sat him down. Sit down, Solomon.
Me wa gare are adule fatshe.
And his mother started counseling him.
Me wa gare a thoma go bulela le yena.
And his mother started giving him advice.
Amufa advice.
Because his mother loves him.
Me wa gare na morata.
He wants him to succeed.
O batla a dire sentle.
He wants him to do well in life.
O batla a dire sentle mo bophelong.
Are you listening to me? And what is the advice that he gave?
Do not give your strength to women.
Hey, hey.
Know your ways to.
Hey, don't rush. We have to take our time here. Do not give your what?
Your strength to women.
You heard me. You know what I'm saying. Do not give your strength to women. In other words, don't follow women. This lady is giving her heart to her child. But do you know that the same Solomon, by the time he died, he had about 1,000 women around him. You don't like my message, I can see you. 1,000 women.
1,000.
700 wives and 300 concubines. I mean, there are only 365 days in a year.
Khonali matsatsi ama 365.
So it might take about 2 years before you see your husband. But listen to the advice of the mother.
Utlwella semme
a mother who loves his son.
O rata morwa wa gagwe.
The Bible says the son of my vows. It means that before you were born, I prayed to God. I made God certain promises about you. And as I'm talking to you, you must fulfill your destiny. And it starts by saying, don't chase women. I knew you won't say amen. Let's just continue so that people don't leave the church. Continue reading.
Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings.
Nor your ways, I love it, to those that destroy kings. Now, the mother is saying, my son, you are destined to be a king. You are destined to rule. You are destined to be successful. You are destined to be on top and not at the bottom. You are destined to be the head and not the tail. So don't give yourself to things that will destroy your destiny. To things that will destroy your future. Now continue reading.
It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine.
To do what?
To drink wine.
Oh, Jesus. It is not for kings to drink wine. But you should have seen coronavirus.
During the coronavirus,
people complaining to the president. Those who are not kings. You know, people always ask that the Bible says that we shouldn't drink. There's no clear scripture that says don't drink. But when I read this, I was touched. You want to be a king. You can't do things that other people are doing. But because the eye is sick, the eye is diseased, we are attracted, we are pulled, we are lured to the things that destroy us. Destroy us. And the problem is the eye. The problem is what?
Eyes.
I wonder, after I've just said what I've said, is your eye still okay? Is your eye okay? In where I don't like TV. I knew you won't say amen. Whenever I go to places, people will say, one of my friends was calling me. And he said, my friend, did you watch the games? You know, Sundowns and Chiefs were... one of them was winning the league recently.
And when you win a league.
And then I said, yeah, I saw that Sundowns won.
Car, kiboni Sundowns I win.
And then he said to me, my friend, tell me about the players of Kaizer Chiefs.
Players of Kaizer Chiefs.
I said, my friend, you have gone too far now. I don't have a TV for me to know them by name.
Hakina TV gore ke ba tsebe ka mabitso.
When I was growing up, I knew all of them.
Gene ke sa gola ne ke ba tseba ka moka.
But when I met God, I realized that kings are different from everybody else. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
But we as mankind, Because we have become sick, our eyes have been infected. We find ourselves being drawn to things that kill us. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus for what you've heard already. Read quickly Revelation chapter 3 from verse 17. Revelation chapter 3 from verse 17. I needed to move fast. After the coronavirus, I'm trying to preach short messages, not long messages anymore. Revelations chapter 3. Use mine if you can.
Revelations chapter 3.
From verse 17.
And verse 17. Because you say I am rich. Because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing.
Pause there, let me give you some background. This is Jesus talking here. And the most interesting thing, happiness, is that he's talking to a church. He's not talking to unbelievers. He's talking to Christians. Many Christians will not see heaven. What does Jesus say?
He says, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that...
Wait. What are they saying? What are the Christians saying?
Because they say I am rich.
I am rich.
Have become wealthy.
I've got money.
And have need of nothing.
I don't need anything.
And do not know that you are wretched.
That's what the Christian says. I am rich. I am wealthy.
And I have need of nothing.
I have need of nothing. Listen to what Jesus says about the same people. Continue.
And do not know that you are wretched.
Wretched.
Miserable.
Miserable.
Poor.
Poor.
Blind.
Blind.
And naked.
And you are naked. In the spirit, God does not see these clothes. He does not see these physical clothes. The clothes we wear in the spirit are different to natural clothes. Spiritual clothes. We wear the presence of God. We wear garments of salvation. We wear garments of righteousness. We wear garments of humility. This is what Jesus sees when you are clothed. He doesn't see your fancy suit. He doesn't see your fancy dress. He's looking for righteousness. He's looking for humility. He's looking for goodness. He's looking for kindness. He's looking for salvation. Many Christians are naked. Sitting here, you are naked. If God comes here, say, hey, you are naked. Continue. Now read verse. What verse are you on?
I was on 18.
Read 18.
18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see.
Anoint your eyes with eye salve. So the problem here is your eyes. The reason why you think you are rich while you are poor, something is wrong with your eyes. The reason why you think you are clothed while you are naked, your eyes are diseased. The reason why you think you are wealthy while you are poor is because there is something wrong with our eyes. When I wanted to go to full-time ministry, a friend of mine, Pastor Temba, he came and preached for us, I think last year or the year before, April. And we were sitting with him, my wife and I. And I told him, I said, sir, I want to go to full-time ministry. And he said, my friend, let me tell you the truth. It's not easy. But as we were sitting there, he said, I see they tried to kill you. Then he said, they sent a truck.
A truck.
He said they don't just send trucks for anyone.
The truck
as
for
I was sitting there, I asked myself, did I tell him that I was in an accident with a truck? How did he know? I looked at my wife, I was wondering, did I tell him anything? So I asked him, I said, oh, did I tell you? He said, no. What the Lord is telling me, I'm telling you. So I said to him, by you preventing me to give myself wholly to the Lord, you want to rob me from the glory that you have, from the presence of God, from the life of Christ. You want me to be just an ordinary person like anybody else. I am not born to be ordinary. I'm born to be a king. Your amens are not blessing me. But when our eyes are corrupt, we chase the things that have no bearing on our eternal future. That's why the Bible tells us of a certain rich man. The Bible says that he was wealthy. And the Bible says that it went to the point that his banks were full. And he told himself, he said, soul, take thy ease. He started preparing to go to New York. He started preparing to go to Dubai. He started preparing to buy a yacht. He started preparing to buy a Ferrari. That night, the Lord came to him and said, you fool, tonight you will die. The man was wealthy. You know, when you are wealthy, you have many friends. I was listening to one man of God recently. He said, I fear the ignorance of a rich man. Because a rich man never hears the truth. Imagine your boss. If your boss asked you a question, can you answer the way that you feel in your heart? The example that this God gave. He said, imagine a company having a sports day. And the boss is the striker. And the boss is kicking the ball. And the defender is his accountant. The goalkeeper is who? The receptionist. Now, do you think that they are going to tackle him the way that he should be tackled? Do you think that goalkeeper is going to save the goal the way they are supposed to save it? By the time that boss finishes, he says, yeah, I'm a good soccer player. That time is a mediocre soccer player. But because he is rich, nobody will tell him the truth. You know what I'm talking about. So, ladies and gentlemen, over the next couple of weeks, we are going to start to diagnose the different spiritual eye disorders that we face as mankind. And we are going to start seeing that when this eye disorder affects you, what are the symptoms? What behavior will you start seeing in yourself so that you will recognize that, hey, it has caught me. I have to quarantine with my Bible. I have to fast and I have to pray. Do I still have time? Should I show you one? Yes or no? Turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew,
Matthew,
chapter 7. In fact, let's start at Luke chapter 33. Luke 33 to verse 36. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it. Luke 11 from verse 33. Play it, brother. Oh, Jesus. Are you there?
Amen.
Read from verse 33 to verse 36.
Luke chapter 11, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in
If the Bible is yours, please mark the scripture. It's very important. Okay? Yes, sir.
Luke chapter 11 and verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand that those who come in may see the light.
Mm-hmm.
The lamp of the body is the eye.
Just pause there. Let me explain what we are reading here. The Bible is talking about a candle.
Bible ibulela ka a candle.
Is it a kerese? The Bible says,
Bible iri,
no man
agona mutu
will light the candle.
Akalaita a candle
and hide it.
Aifisa.
No man will light a candle
or akalaita a candle
and put it on a bushel. Now a bushel is like is a basket, is a type of basket. And that basket does not allow light to penetrate through. Are we still on the same page? Because when you light a candle, the aim
is
so that it can give off light. True or not true?
True.
Continue.
The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body is also full of light.
When your eye... Your what?
Your eye.
When your eye is good, that word good there means healthy. When your eye is healthy, then your whole body is full of light. Continue.
But when your eye is bad,
bad meaning unhealthy, meaning sick, yeah,
your body also is full of darkness.
Continue to verse 36.
Therefore, take heed that the light that which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light,
you have to listen to what you are saying. Take heed that the light that is in you is not darkness. It means that you can think that darkness is light. Take heed. Continue.
Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when as bright shining of a lamp gives you a light.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the word of God. It's too powerful. Now let me explain this to you. A simple test.
A simple test
that you can do to check whether your eyes are sick. Do you want to know this test? Now Jesus explained it very clearly. He says that no man will light
a candle
and hide it or put it under a bushel. Now, if your life, your daily life, does not radiate
Christ,
you are sick.
Wakuna.
Let me go. They don't want to say amen. Did you hear what I said? Shall I repeat? If your life, because the Bible says,
Bible iri,
in the beginning,
matomo,
God created the heavens and the earth.
Modimo, upupile le khodimo le lefatshe,
and the earth was void.
Na hosna sin
and
lefatshe,
darkness covered the earth.
Khuna li lefifi mo
and God said,
Modimo ari,
let there be light.
Ari arobe le lesedi.
That light is Jesus Christ.
Lesedile ki Jesu Christ.
The Bible says,
Bible iri,
no man
agona motho
will light a candle,
aka light a candle,
and hide it.
I fitla.
Does your life radiate Christ? When you speak, do people hear Christ? Do people feel the fragrance of Christ when you come around? Or do they feel the fragrance of Hugo Boss? The simplest way to check. One day I was reading the Bible and Jesus was teaching. And one guy said,
wow.
Blessed are those who are going to go to heaven. And I said, wow. When you come to the presence of Jesus, you don't think of a car. You don't think of a house. You don't think of clothes. You don't think of education. You think about eternity. I said, wow.
Wow.
I said, I want to be like Jesus.
Ke batla go tshwana le
Jesu. I want my light to shine.
Ke batla lesedilaka le phatsime.
Is your light shining in your home?
Na lesedila phatsime
go le ga ela gago. In your company?
Mo o leng gona.
Is your light shining in your community?
Mo o dulang.
If that light,
ge lesedileo,
which is the life of Christ in you,
ile bophilo ba Kristo
go wena, is not shining.
Ge bo sa
phatsime. Nobody knows you are a Christian.
A gona motho a tseba gore mo
Kriste. Nobody has ever heard you share a scripture.
A gona o ile a gutlwa o
bolela lengwalo. There's nothing Christ in you.
A gona se se
when people are going to drink, you are going to drink.
Ge batho ba ya gona o tsamaya le bona.
You are going to party.
Ge ba ya di party.
No matter where they are going, you are part of them.
Mo tle mo ba yang wena wa ya.
You have hidden the candle.
Fitile lesedi.
You have hidden it.
O fitile lesedi.
I'm talking about in your home.
Mo le gaeng la gago.
I'm talking about in your school.
Go sekolong sa gago.
When I was a student.
Ge nna ke le a student.
I used to mind my own business. I go to class and I go home. If you make the mistake to come close to me, you will be born again. You like it, you don't like it. At times, during my break at school, you found crowds around me.
I'm
teaching the word of God at school. Teaching. Expounding the word of God. When I started working, one gentleman came to me and he said, every time I talk to you, you make me think deep and hard. My light is shining. You, when they are partying, say, hey, ukakai, it's a mombita.
Go and call him.
The whole Christian.
Mokreste.
Oh,
Lord.
The whole Christian.
Mokreste.
Recently, I'm teaching my daughter to pray before eating. Now she can say, Father, thank you for this food. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
My light is shining. Shining. Recently, I was lying on my bed and she was lying next to me. I've organized for her to have a kiddies Bible. So she was, well, she can't read yet, so it just speaks to her, and I was also reading my Bible. And while I was reading, I was busy talking in tongues. She's here. Not knowing that she's watching me. And she came to me and said, what are you saying? My light is shining. Shining. And I said, I'm praying, my daughter. I pray. I said, oh, okay. And she continued. Reading her Bible. Just Friday, I got a text from my wife. She was at work. And she said, pray for me. I want God to do something for me here at work. I said, okay, I will pray. I said, Father, your word says, come, let us reason together. And I said, let's talk. Afterwards, I sent my wife a text. And I said, it is done. Her boss called her for a meeting.
Boss Amita.
And exactly what I was praying for, he said it. When she came out of the meeting, she checked her phone. She saw it's written, it is what? It's done. My light is shining. My light is shining. My light is shining. My light is shining. What about your light?
When I said,
what about your light?
When I said,
your brothers, your sisters are going to hell. Your friends are going to hell. Your friends are destroying themselves. Your colleagues are destroying themselves. And you are there, a child of God. And your light is not shining. It's not shining. So the first test that you can do,
test ya mathomo o ka dira,
to check whether your eyes have a problem, is whether people can experience Christ through you. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Some of you are married, but you can't call your wife and say, hey, you know, I was reading the scripture.
Babang linyetsi mara o ka sebetse mo sade wa gago re ne ke bala lengwalo lena.
You are married.
O nyetsi.
Christians.
Ba kreste.
I was reading the scripture.
Ne ke bala lengwalo lena.
Your children, the vulgar that is in this lip, in the mouths of your children.
Gam kho ba bulelang.
It just from a blah. Let me not go there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. All right, I've run out of time. Please don't miss next week. I will start to expound every eye disorder that I have found in the Bible, so that you can see it in your life. You know, a doctor cannot help you until they have diagnosed the problem. So I'm going to show you all the disorders that are there, so that you can diagnose yourself. So, yo, this one, I have this problem. So that God can begin to cleanse your eyes. So that you can see the way you are supposed to see. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
Do you think it's something worth listening to? Make sure you don't miss next week. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Are you excited about what you've just heard? We're going to go through all the eye disorders. Then when we are done, we are going to start showing you how to be delivered from them. And then I'm going to show you how to prevent yourself from falling into the same traps. Do you know what Job said?
Now Job
he said, I made a covenant with my eyes. Not to look at a woman lustfully. He made a covenant. But when I'm walking straight, I keep walking. It doesn't matter what who may be passing next to me. It doesn't matter how they may be shaking. It doesn't matter how short or how long. I just keep moving forward. I just keep going where I'm going. It's in the Bible. It's in Job 31, verse 1.
Says Simo Bibling, Job 31.
He said, I made a covenant. With my eyes. Job realized that my eyes are a problem. If I don't control them, I'll be in trouble. And he said, eyes! We look forward. When Lot and his wife were being sent out of Sodom and Gomorrah, the angel said, if you look back, eyes. I want you to lift up your hands to Jesus and thank him for what you have heard. And ask him to prepare your heart for the rest that will be coming. Tell him that, Lord, I want to be a proper Christian. When my time is up on the earth, I want to come to heaven with clean garments. Open your mouth and talk to him. He is here. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. Open your mouth and talk to him. Talk to him. Concerning what you have heard, talk to him. Thank you, Lord. Ma shekera ba shata kia brosia. Robo shekeri ya prandere bos. Don't pray in your heart. Pray out loud. Talk to the Lord. La der bezovra ba shekere mandere bezo brigada gadustias. Jebara bosia. Cleanse us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. We don't want to be like the rest of the world. My Lord, when Jesus went to the Mount of Transfiguration, your word tells us that you said, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. In whom I am well pleased. We want to be pleasing to you. Hey, la ba shope la vandoro boshia karabasio meriado sobriados. Severe bosion derebosia. Father, from what we have just read, we see that problems entered into the human race when the eyes of men became corrupt. Lord, peradventure my eyes are corrupt. Peradventure there are scales in my eyes. Peradventure I don't see the way I'm supposed to see. I pray that you help me. I pray that you heal me. I pray that you touch me. I pray that you deliver me. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and the church will say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you been blessed with what you've heard today?
Yes.
Why don't you celebrate, Lord, and give him one last round of applause? Amen.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope that you are blessed. For inquiries, contact 082-682-6048 or send us an email at info@healingfireministries.com or go to our website www.healingfireministries.com. May God be with you.